नारद उवाच भक्ति योगस्य तत् सर्वमन्तराय कयार्भकः मन्यमान ऋषिकेशम् स्मयमान उवाच। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। द सेंट नारद मुनि कंटिन्यूड, ऑल्दो प्रह्लाद महाराज वॉज ओनली अ बॉय, व्हेन ही हर्ड द बेनेडिक्शंस ऑफर्ड बाय लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव, ही कंसिडर्ड them impediments on the path of devotional service. Thus he smiled very mildly and spoke as follows. Sloka Rode Anubhav. Srila Prabhupada. Material achievements are not the ultimate goal of devotional service. The ultimate goal of devotional service is love of Godhead. Therefore, although Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj and many devotee kings were materially very opulent, they accepted their material opulence in the service of the Lord, not for their personal sense gratification. Of course, possessing material opulence is always fearful, because under the influence of material opulence, one may be misdirected from devotional service. Nonetheless, a pure devotee, anyabhilasha shunyam, is never misdirected by material opulence. On the contrary, whatever he possesses, he engages 100% in the service of the Lord. When one is allured by material possessions, they are considered to be given by Maya. But when one uses material possessions fully for service, they are considered God's gifts or facilities offered by Krishna for enhancing one's devotional service. It's chapter 10 of the 7th canto. It is described about Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Narad Muni was narrating the story of Prahlad Maharaj before Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Narad Muni is saying this thing. Although Prahlad Maharaj was only a boy, when he heard the benedictions offered by Lord Nrisimhadev, he considered them impediments on the path of devotional service. Thus he smiled very mildly and spoke as follows. This is the devotee's attitude. Who is a pure devotee, who is 100% engaged in the devotional service, in loving service unto Lord. He considers these material opulences to be the impediments on the path of devotional service. Therefore, he never asks the Lord to get any material opulence. Yesterday, we were discussing how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed Nandhanam Nandhanam Nansundarim Kavitamba Jagadisha Kama Emama Janmani Janmani Sware Bhavatad Bhakti Rahetu Gitai. This instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not to ask anything material. Nandhanam Nandhanam O Jagadish, the Lord of the universe, I never ask you for any material wealth, any material followers. I have no desire to enjoy beautiful women. Even I don't ask you for liberation. Only one aspiration, इतिहास जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरी भवतात भक्ति रहेतु विद्वै. When a pure devotee doesn't want liberation, so he will be taking birth here, life after life. But in every life, I want to be engaged in loving service constantly. That he wants. जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरे भवतात् भक्ति रहितु विद्वै. दिस इज इंटेलिजेंस बिकॉज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज द ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ वर्शिप. ओनली ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ वर्शिप, ओनली ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ लव. यू अंडरस्टैंड? And every living entity, constitutionally, is eternal servitor of that Supreme Lord Krishna. So, one must keep up his eternal relationship with Krishna, being engaged in his loving service to Krishna. So, if your devotee doesn't want anything material, material opulence, material name, fame, because that will create hindrance in the path of devotional service. Kunti Devi has said, Janmeshwarya Sukha Sri Virya Dhamana Madhapumam Naivaratya Vidhatum Vaitam Akinchana Gocharam. This is the prayer of Kunti Devi. O Supreme Lord of Krishna, who sees you? Akinchana Gocharam, one who is Akinchana. And was nothing in this material world. He is devoid of everything. He is very, very dina, akinchan. In apparent vision, in apparent consideration, he is very dina, poor, or distressed. Apparently. But absolutely, actually, it is not so. Is apparent. Vaito akinchana gocharam. This is Supreme Lord. You understand? Janma aishwarya sruta sri edhaman vadapuman. He says. High parentage. You understand? If someone is taken birth in high aristocratic family. You understand? That is Janu. He felt himself very puffed up. Wow! Dhanu! Who am I? I'm born in such family. Emperor's family. You understand? Naturally, one becomes popped up. You understand? Aishwarya. One who has material opulence, much opulence, he also naturally becomes very popped up. Yadhamanamada. He never cares for anybody. Because he has material, I can do everything. As for example, you may take the case of Ravan. He has very material opulent. He has constructed He had constructed his home, Lankapuri, his capital, with gold. You see? Swarnamayalanka. Constructed with gold, everything gold. How opulent he was. He was so powerful that demigods were very much afraid of him. Even that Vishwakarma used to go there and do everything, his construction with gold. You understand? The inhabitants of Lanka at that time were very, very opulent. So he was never caring for anyone. So he kidnapped Mother Sita, wife of Lord Ramchandra. That day is come. Tomorrow. This day. When Lord Ram killed Ravan. You understand? Because you are so puffed up, you are so proud. In other words, we say, you have become blind by this material opulence and power. So he wanted to make the Supreme Lord powerless. You understand? Without energy. So he committed such offense to kidnap the energy of Supreme Lord Ram. I'll make Ram, who is that Ram? I'll make him without energy. You see? He became so blind. But what happened? He can't make so. Can a demon make the Supreme Lord without energy? Rather, he loses his own energy. You understand? In actuality, he couldn't take away Sita Devi. Yes, demon, how could he touch Sita Devi with spiritual energy? You understand? Can a demon touch? Can touch. How can he touch? Then, one may ask, what did Ravan take? Didn't he take Sita? No, he didn't take Sita. He was cheated. You understand? He wanted to cheat the Supreme Lord. So he himself cheated. The Supreme Lord Krishna said this thing in Bhagavad Gita. Devatam chalaya bhangasmi. You want to me cheat? Do not. I am the supreme cheater. He is supreme in all respect. You understand? The Supreme Lord is supreme in all respect. Even in this activity of cheating, in activity of stealing also. The supreme stealer, supreme cheater also. Isn't it? How can you cheating? You yourself will be cheated. You want to cheat him. So, Ravan himself was cheated. You understand? He couldn't take the spiritual energy, Sita. He took material energy. You understand? Where did Sita stay then? Where did Sita stay then? You don't know? You don't know? Don't you know the story of Rama? So not the story of Ramayana, story of Mahabharata.
I know the history, but not this detail.
Oh, you know the story of Ramayana, yes. But you don't know where Sita stayed.
Yeah.
When Lord Ram went out, hunt that golden deer, illusory deer, a demon. You understand? So he kept Lakshmana there to take care of Sita Devi, to guard her. Isn't it? But that deer cried out, Trailakshmana, in the voice of Ram. Oh, Lakshmana, please come and protect me. You see? The deer cried like that, the demon cried like that. Sita Devi thought that her husband was in danger. So she told Lakshmana to please go there immediately. My husband has cried. Lakshmana knew very well. Lord Ram is Lord. No danger will be there. The Sita Devi didn't accept it. Jensen, this is the very, very wonderful desire of the all these things are taking place. At last, Lakshmana wanted to go, then Sita Devi chastised him. You understand? But he drew some line before that cottage and warned Sita Devi, please don't cross this line. You understand?
Yes.
He warned that. Then in the absence of Lord Ram and Lakshmana, that Ravan, demon Ravan came in disguise as a monk, sannyasi. You understand? Because he's a demon, he thinks himself to be very expert in cheating business. You understand? So he wanted to cheat Lord Ram also. He asked for some alms. Monk, please give me some alms. Sita Devi wanted to give him some alms and asked him, please come to this cottage door. I'll give you. No. When he was going, just touching that line, fire was. You understand? There is fire. Agnidev, fire god. Lakshmana had put fire god there. So he couldn't cross that line. The demon Ravan sat down outside. No, I couldn't go there. You come here and give. So when Sita Devi crossed that line, disobeying the instruction of Lakshmana, so fire god was there. Fire god took up Sita Devi. Do you understand? Kept in his care and delivered Maya Sita. Do you understand? This Durga Devi, Maya. Then to Ravan. Ravan took Maya. So he couldn't take it. He couldn't even touch the spiritual energy, the demon. That means himself he was cheated. When Lord Ram killed Ravan, and this day, Vijayadashami day, so Agnidev again delivered the real Sita to Lord Ram. You understand? This is the story. But the demons, the materially opulent persons, they think themselves to be Lord. Ishwara, Gita says. And they think themselves to be very, very intelligent, very expert persons. So they want to cheat Lord, the Supreme Lord. That's why they are cheated themselves. So this material opulence is a hindrance in the path of devotional service. It's natural, very, very natural thing. And naturally becomes puffed up. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj smiled. That Lord Nrsingdev was going to give him some material opulence, which are impediments on the path of devotional service. So he smiled and said, I don't want any benediction. You understand? Because he's a pure devotee, knows this thing. But Prahlad Maharaj was very opulent also. As my revered spiritual master Srila Prabhupada said in his purport, that this Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, many devotee kings were material, very opulent. But they accepted their material opulence in the service of the Lord, not for their personal sense gratification. You understand? They knew it very well. So whatever one gets, it lies in the service of the Supreme Lord. So that is the best use. You understand? Generally, the devotees do it. And when the Supreme Lord sees that such a devotee or such and such person has no desire at all to enjoy this material opulence, material enjoyment, at that time he gave them gift. This Krishna's gift, God's gift, all material facilities automatically go there. You understand? And if you are any person, if has the slightest desire in the core of his heart to enjoy, Krishna will never give him such gift. He'll get Maya's gift. Do you understand? And Maya's gift is very fleeting. Do you understand? That will come and very soon go. Never last long. What is Krishna's gift? It will last long, eternally, for his service. This is the difference. Prabhupada Maharaja said all these things here in his purport. They are considered God's gifts, the facilities approved by Krishna, renouncing one's devotional service. So, this is our instruction, sadhu, shastra, guru. They gives us instruction. Whatever you have got material, think it that these are gifts given by God. Actually, all these things belong to God. Never belongs to you. Isavasyam idam sarvam. Isopanishad says, everything here in this material manifestation of the world belongs to the Supreme Lord. It is never belongs to any person. You understand? One must know it very clearly. Then these are all God's property. So He is the only enjoyer, and He should enjoy. These are all for His enjoyment, not for any my enjoyment or your enjoyment or His enjoyment, anybody's enjoyment. If really someone is intelligent, in other words, if you're devotee, he knows all these things very well and utilizes everything whatever he has been given for the service of the Lord. Even this body. You understand? This body is also given by Krishna. So this body completely will be used for His service, not your body. Is there anything? Can you say this is yours or mine? Can you say, this is mine? No, this is mine. This is mine. Nothing there that you can say, mine, yours. Everything belongs to Krishna. I belong to Him. Everybody belongs to Him. Everybody is His servant. Isn't it? He is the only Supreme Lord. Egali Ishwara Krishna are Sabhrutya. Only Krishna is Ishwara, supreme controlling authority, Parameshwara. And all others are His servitors. Nobody is Ishwara, is Parameshwara. You understand? Egali Ishwara Krishna are Sabhrutya. So, what is the business of a Bhrutya? What is the business of a servitor, a servant, to serve his master, to please his master? That is the duty and business of the servitor. So, when you are a servant of the Supreme Lord, your business is to please Him, not to please your own senses. You understand? This pure devotees, they know all these things. But they utilize everything for the Supreme Lord's service. So, Prahlad Maharaj therefore smiled. And now he will speak further. Next verse, for the verses he will speak about. But Prahlad Maharaj told Lord Nrisimha. You understand? Now I don't speak something in Oriyama. Isn't it? So we should have get a place there in Lanka during Ravan's regime. Very much. So much metal of length. Might have. But everything destroyed. Then Sadhantavan. Nothing, no facility was here. He said, Krishna, whatever Krishna has given me, that is best for me. Yes, so he stayed here 16 days. No modern amenities, nothing, no facility. Only said, give me this electricity. Because he was dictator. So I got electricity. No facility. He's dead. You understand?
Yeah.
This is devotee. Devotee accepts everything as gift of Krishna. Krishna has given me this thing here, this cottage, this jungle. Out of the workplace. You understand? So he accepted it. And he was very happy. He stayed here 7-10 days. Not 1 or 2 days. You see? All were astonished. I was so prostrated 17 days, no presents, nothing. This is the word. You understand? You may stay in a palace building, you may stay underneath a tree also.